Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
And we
yo,
back. Yo. And we back. And we back.
Episode. Yeah, what episode are we?
79.
70. You mean
89?
88. Oh, no, we 88. Yeah, 88.
Oh, 88.
Birth year.
Yeah.
Rock, year Rakim. People selling drugs. The movie Peyton Fool was based off this specific year.
Shout out my guy, Dallas Goddard from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Shout out to B Red, birth year. Yeah, yeah, you know. 88.
There might be some other like tight end.
Shout out to Gridiron Gang.
Shout
88 for life.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison, 88, right? All right. Yeah.
And Michael Irvin's 88, right? No, it was the 88.
84. Yeah, Martin Irvin's 88.
Yeah. Shout out to Michael Irvin. Yeah, it's a lot of great numbers associated with 88. Gerard Carmichael's favorite number is like 8. There was 8s all over his apartment. I told Oren like back in the day on the Carmichael show, if you look around his apartment, there's mad Easter eggs of just 8s all around his apartment. It's like mad number 8s, like just little posters, little wordings, little things where just 8s everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, Marvin Harrison was 88. You know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to Marvin Harrison.
Yeah. All right. So, episode 88. A lot to get to. Russ is gonna break down his four brothers review later on.
Hey. Long overdue.
The day has come. Later.
Better late than never.
Episode 88. And we're gonna talk about how we would survive in this era. Bit of news we can get to. Jussie Smollett has been sentenced. And Jussie Smollett, Mr. Die on the Line.
Justice to serve, man.
Oh, my goodness, man.
I was at the point almost where I was saying, like, hey, man.
I forgot about dude.
We all did. I think at one point, like, when the whole thing was, like, still, like, look, it was at the end the first time. I was like, okay, man, you know, whatever, he lied. Let him off. But the fact that I respect him going down with the lie, but at some point, it's like, bro, just say, hey, in the moment I got caught up, I fucked up. Like, you know what I mean?
After he was sentenced, he was going down. Like, I just want to say, I did not lie, and I am not suicidal. Just in case y'all try to Jeffrey Epstein me.
I'm like, where did the suicide?
Because he thinks
he's Jeffrey Epstein.
He thinks he's like a political prisoner.
He thinks he's
because his legal team. What they're doing is, they're basically trying to say like the whole like. Somebody in the government has it against him, like the whole all the people Trump's
somebody
connected
in the government
to.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's like, yeah, if you look at the prosecutor,
he's
donated
high
to the
level.
Yeah. Shout out to his brother for trying to connect all these conspiracies. Like, Jesse's like, you know, some crazy.
No.
They treat him like he Nelson Mandela. Like, bro, stop. Yeah. Like, stop. Like,
he said he was getting Tupac. And,
ain't no. I think once he said that, people were like, all right, something don't sound right. Now I listened to a couple podcasts from Chicago, and they're like, yeah, as soon as we heard it, we were just like, nah, that don't sound right. Now it sound right.
And I love his sister, man. I love Journey.
I'm like, man, I feel bad for Shorty from Roll Bounce.
Your brother's a liar.
You trying to have an acting career? This dude out here talking about some. I am not suicidal. What, brother? I didn't get the whole little his walkout rant, but go ahead and sit down for.
He deserved him 5 months just for being stupid.
Just for being stupid.
There has to be some type
of consequence.
It ain't like they threw the book at you, man.
Yeah,
he's
doing some community service when you get out. Now here's the thing. There's theories going around like on the Twitterverse. Here's a theory that he shouldn't receive any jail time. When you really think about it, like, I saw this bad thing, and people were cooking her here's why what he did was stupid and harmful. Because the two the niggas ratted about the two vendors he put us up to this. We like they had camera footage everywhere, the evidence is the text messages, all that was brought up in court, the alibi, you caught.
You're lost. Because my whole thing too is like with like his side that keeps saying he's innocent. Like, so what evidence do y'all have to like? Because you can't just say like, oh, he's innocent. Like, yeah, but you got to be able to prove it. Like, it's not about what you feel. It's like, what can you prove in court?
Yeah.
They proved in court, you guilty. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, isn't that what Denzel taught us in Training Day?
And initially, weren't they going to give...
what you know, it's what you can prove.
Weren't they initially going to give him, I think just, like, community service? Like, he kept pushing, and they were just like, all right, well, shit.
Yeah.
It's what happens, bro, so,
There's a theory that, like, okay, this actually made it easier for him by him going to jail, because now, when he gets out, somebody's going to be the clout chaser to try to to try to cast him in something so they can be the first, drive numbers for some people to watch. Like, because it gives him opportunity to have a redemption story. Yeah. Like, if he didn't go to jail, there would be no redemption story. He would just be dead in the water. But now that there's actual thing that can be used as a rollout for when he gets out, And when he gets that community service, they threw mad community services at him. So now he can just get out of jail, get straight to work. Like, yo, you. So I don't know. I was like, yeah, that's my only hole in that theory. Like, y'all do realize when he gets out, he's not just free to go. Just
he got to pay some restitution too, don't he? Or something like that.
Yeah, he got a lot of shit to do. But he won't have no time. He can't leave the county or nothing. So you got
down bad.
I don't know how you gonna shoot around that schedule, boy, because he's gonna be working at community service like a full time job. That's like eight hours a day. And then I know movie sets and shit and TV shows, they need you on set for 12 hours.
And you wasn't that good of an actor to begin with. You wasn't like top notch talent. You was all right. Like, you know what I'm saying? You were like
that's the funny part. Like,
your sister was the star.
You actually think that they were coming for you? Like, you were like
you was on a show with Terrence Howard and Taraji Henson. Pretty sure they were a little bit bigger than you.
That 50 Cent got the fuck out of there.
Got him out of real quick.
Got him out of there. Easy.
The funniest thing, too, the ironic thing is that he did it basically because he was trying not to get. Basically his character. He was mad because his character was getting written out of Empire. Yeah. And they still ended up writing your character out of Empire.
Still,
so it's like,
still wrote him off.
And you see his brother was like, we got letters from like Innocence Project, Rainbow Coalition. So, okay, Innocence Project, they're actually doing work for people who actually were wrongly convicted of actual like huge crimes or like in life for it. Stop letting them waste their resources on you guys. Like, yeah,
a lot of resources were wasted on this case. A lot of money was put into this case.
According to Brandon's best friend, Amanda Seals, what she said was, it's actually a noble act from him, so you know.
Oh God! Never associate her with me.
Yeah. Go ahead and sit down for 5 months. You'll be all right.
You'll be all right. You tough, right?
Yeah, you tough, right?
You get Tupac. You tough, right?
If not, hire them Jamaican goons or them Haitian goons to have you back. Like, they
got out of there. Hey, I'll throw him under the bus. We get free.
They got friends.
We get immunity. Man. All right, cool. Yeah, now that nigga, he throw
us guilty.
Man, I can tell you the Menards we went to. I can tell you
everything. Yeah, that shit was fake. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. It's just, you know, hey, it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Speaking of which, Drake got braids. And Drake got braids. I have my theories. I've seen people just make like, oh, yeah, who? Then they're like,
I'd have figured it out, man.
It's ASAP Rocky. This is my theory. ASAP Rocky.
Stop. That's hilarious.
He's trying. He's trying to ASAP, like, look, I can get braids too. And like, just show. He's living. He's dying on his hill. Then, like, listen, your new nigga, he's not as wavy.
He's not as wavy. So I wouldn't got braids. But what's your theory, Russ?
He's making the most light skinned pictures that we've ever seen. In the bases and all the Mad Duck lips everywhere. go ahead, Russ.
He's trying to match his son. His son got cornrows like father like son. Hey, man, I see it.
That's weird. No, I see like both.
I chalked it up to just, I'm like, Drake, every time he drops out, or whenever he drops a project, he changes his hairstyle. So he's running out of tapers, so he had to get braids.
I wanted to take care of too. I saw him braids. Like, oh, this is gonna be nasty. But also, it's my people we need, because that's the type of thing that's gonna make Marvin's Room 2 and make it slap. keep 40 away.
So Take Care 2. Take Care 2 is gonna be it's gonna be part 2 of every song with Take Care 1, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
he's gonna have a crew love.
Yeah, he's crew love too.
Still loving the crew.
I think
still taking care.
I care for you too.
I care.
but listen, dog.
Still underground kings.
Yeah.
Still kinging it underground.
Hell yeah, you goddamn motherfucker right.
You already did part 2, so yeah.
But yeah, also what I've noticed, whether it's Drake taking the pictures or someone else taking the pictures, all the pictures I've seen of him with the braids, they ain't showing that hang time. They ain't showing that they... because even if you just get braids, they look fresh from the front. But when you see the... I know that short hair braid, what that look like. But it's not like he had the most magnificent fro where it was like, nah. Show the back that them braids stop.
Man.
them braids stop at a nasty point in the back.
He didn't have a Colin Kaepernick, you know, speaking of who's still working out, still posting workout vids, still showing that he could be a elite quarterback in the league that he never was.
Yeah, it's... Like I've said numerous times,
he brought the team all the way.
Bro, no, he had two hot postseasons, and people thought he's the best black quarterback ever. No, he's not.
First
of all, best black boy. They say that like there's like 50 black quarterbacks.
Now that everybody's passed the whole Colin Kaepernick get back in the league thing, like I was saying before, and I say it all the time, like, fam, he was benched when he took the knee. Like, he wasn't even starting when he took the knee. Like the nigga, they were already done. Like, they was like, yeah, nigga, you're not like that. Like, it's funny how many people started caring once he took the knee that really didn't. He wasn't on nobody's fantasy team when he took the knee. I just want everybody to know that he was not nobody's quarterback on fantasy when he decided to take the knee. Like, the nigga, he wasn't that good of a quarterback, like, to keep it a buck. Like, he just wasn't that nice. Like, and, yeah, all right. So people found a reason to care for reasons unknown. I don't, like it wasn't like he was the best quarterback and they blackballed him. Nah, teams wasn't fucking with him at the time when he took the knee. But,
Well, yeah, no.
Like, again, he wasn't on nobody's fantasy team. Like, no. Like, Russ, was he on your fantasy? Was he even on your fantasy radar when he took the knee?
I'm gonna be honest, I was never really a Cap fan. Again, because I was always like, it was cool. Like,
no, like, what he did was great. I applaud him for it, but. He one trick pony type of thing,
I also feel like too, like, I don't want to be like that person, but I'm like, when he was starting everything, I ain't really hear none of this, and then as soon as they got benched Blake Bortles, that's all. Which, you know, I understand, like, you can't tell somebody when they have their enlightenment kind of moment, but I'm just like, timing was kind of ironic on that one. And then it got, and I think, like, once they were like doing the whole like, oh, we're gonna protest the NFL, which I was never gonna do, they were like, oh, once he gets back, it's just all good. Like, I didn't really get that part. And then I'm like, I've never seen anywhere where you sue a job, you settle, and say, hey, yo, can I come work here again? Like, it don't work like that. Like, I'm sorry, like,
it don't.
I've never seen that before.
Like, you took your stand. It's a respectable stand. Yes. You did your thing. I appreciate it, like, what you did, and you brought light to, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But, like, if you take a shot at the king, you
better not miss.
And he missed. So, and like I said, it wasn't like it'd be different if LeBron James takes a stance against the NBA. That's different. Like, you are the king. You are the draw.
You big dog.
Yeah, like, all right, that. But if he's rolling with the, you know what I mean, just like the shit in the bubble, like, he was just like, nah, I'm playing. Like, all right, so yeah.
Now, we all playing.
Now, if LeBron said, if LeBron said, I'm not playing, well, then, yeah, then the NBA has a problem. Right now, like I said, the NFL, which, like I said, is hard to do that as one player in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But if one team, like if Brady and Belichick was like, we're done when they were winning all the rings, then, oh, shit, the NFL, I'm like, yeah, y'all might want to take notice.
But even with Brady, too, I feel like Brady's power has a limits, too. Because if you look at, like, I agree. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, like, when it was Brady and Belichick, not Brady when he left Belichick. Yeah. Like, Brady and Belichick, when they were a proven machine, like, we're cranking out rings over here every other year, whatever. Yeah. Then y'all could have been like, oh yeah, we signed with Cap, we kneeling, we're done, and then the NFL would be like, all right, well, that's all right. They'd have to reevaluate some things.
But instead, he signed with MAGA,
and then his wife told him, yo, get the hat away, let's stop that. And Tom was like, yeah, I can't go to the White House no more, sorry.
Which is funny though, like she told him that, like, she, like, he was fucking up the money. He wasn't fucking up the money because she makes all the money. So
she's a breadwinner.
Yeah, so it wasn't like she just told him that off. Like, yo, nah, that's
she's a supermodel. That's about she's a supermodel.
Super. I don't even think you could say super. Like, that shit don't make no sense, man. How much money she makes?
Yeah, it's gross.
And also the Caps. I remember back in all these people. Like, I think a lot of times people see, like, a plight and they want to be a part of it, which is understandable. But I think people are like, oh, if he comes back, he's gonna be MVP. No, like, not. No, he's not. Like, I think
he was,
you guys,
MVP before. Like,
I think people gotta look at, like, look at him in these workouts. It's like, yeah, it's different when you're on the field, though. Like,
No.
I've seen John Wall in a bunch of gyms.
Yeah, oh my god, I've seen.
I've seen Melo in a bunch of gyms.
I've seen Durkio in a lot of gyms.
I've seen Hoodie Melo a lot of times.
And let me tell you what it meant to that season. But speaking of stupid money, dumb money, Ryan Coogler went to a bank. Went to Bank of America.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, that was nuts.
That was insane. For those that don't know the story, Ryan Coogler went into Bank of America in Atlanta, you know, just to make a withdrawal from his checking account. He wrote on the back of the slip, which he filled out the front, and he just wrote a little note on the back saying that I would like to withdraw $12,000 from my checking account. From my checking account. He didn't say, like, give me $12,000. Don't move, bitch. Don't make any sudden moves. Just go and get the money. And he said, from my checking account. And can you please count the money in the back? I would like to keep it more discreet. And boy, did shit get out of hand from there. The the teller, talked to the manager. They called the police. They pulled the strap out too. One of them pulled it like, yo, that shit could have went super left over. Man, some nonsense.
The crazy part, and the more crazy part about it is like, he handed it to her. He put in his debit card.
He put in his debit card.
She asked for his ID. He gave her his ID.
Gave her the ID.
And then he's like, he even said like, no, nah, like, so she went to the back and she was saying like, oh no, I didn't want to peek around the corner to check and see if it was good. But he's like, no, nah, there was people that was walking past and like, oh yeah, yeah, they're getting it together. Like, so he's thinking it's all good. Why they're calling the police or whatever. And even the police were confused. They're like, all right, but the police that showed up on scene, they did with, you know, they treated it like it was a threat, which they called and said it was a threat.
Like, when you say it's a, you know.
Yeah, like, they have to take it seriously. Yeah, they have to take it seriously. And he's like, and one of the police officers was like, yeah, we treated it like a threat, and then we asked questions later. Like, we just, you know, they were sorry about it. It was just weird. Like, it was crazy. But, and Shorty, I'm like, Shorty, you're black, too. How do you have all his information pulled up? Because you pulled up all his information.
Yeah.
How do you have all his information? And I'm sure there was more than $12,000 in that account. Like, and you still call like, I don't know. Like,
it's just avoidable situation, obviously.
Vivica Fox and Set It Off would have never did that. Like, you know what I mean?
What's the procedure? There was a lot of little jokes on Twitter.
She would have never did that.
Yeah. Man, it's just like, man. I feel Ron Cool. He got a lot going on, man.
Man, he's stressed out.
I got a new theory. I don't think Black Panther's coming this year. We ain't seen no set photos.
Was it supposed to come this year?
Yeah, it's supposed to come in November?
Yeah, somewhere around. I don't believe that at all.
That ain't
we ain't seen no set leaks. I ain't hear no plot leaks anymore. Well, I'm like, okay, this movie ain't coming this year.
That would have to be the meanest turnaround of all time. Like,
well, because allegedly, according to my sources, aka, you know, just random accounts. They said like they were filming during the pandemic, and then like Letitia wasn't getting, she got hurt, quote unquote, she didn't want to get vaccinated. Yeah. They had to shut everything down, and they came back onto it, and they gave Winston Duke a bigger role, and I'm just like, where's it going? Because like a year ago, I heard Michael B. Jordan's coming back, and I'm just like, I don't think that's happening. So I'm just like, this movie, we're gonna have to give this movie grace when it comes out. Like, so I'm gonna be very whenever it does come out, like, writing and all that stuff, we might just throw out the window and just kind of let it just be, because it's like, hey, let's just be easy on it, because
y'all stressing Ryan Coogler the fuck out. Just think about all he's having to deal with. Like, oh god,
yeah, it's just. And I know some people are like, oh, just cancel the movie. I'm like, nah, you can't do that. Like, I get it, like, because it's like a heavy thing, but at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, you guys got to do it. So, but I will say, after the second one, we ain't getting a third one for a while. Shit gonna be like 6 years, dog. It's been almost 5 years since Ryan the first one. Crazy.
Ryan Coogler, hey man, hire someone else, man. I don't think he's gonna want to do this. That's my last one. Like I'm sure.
Where's
like,
Lena Waithe?
MCU would probably. Oh my god, Lena Waithe. They ruined Ryan Coogler's whole entire day. I bet you he didn't even go to the strip club after he got them 12 racks.
I mean, I was like, I'm trying to de-stress him while from dealing with these people.
Nah, you don't even feel like doing that. He just went home with just 12 racks. I'm not even going to go into Magic City now. I'm not even going to Blue Flame. Ruined his whole. Jeez, he's dealing with a lot. Like, he can't catch a break.
Catch a break, man. Michael B. Jordan got him about the Creed franchise, man. He was like, man, he can't catch a break.
Yeah, he did too.
It's been going downhill since he knew Creed 2.
Everybody turned their back on Michael. Like, God damn, he's Michael B. Jordan.
But I will say, them getting him out of there for Creed 2 was a good move to me, because Creed 2, like, if you like cinematography wise and just like overall, like the movie and like the way they did the fight, was way better than the second one. The first one, to me.
Well, yeah, no, they got his understudy to direct it, so I was like, yeah, no, yeah, Batman had a vision. That was it's pretty good. Also, you had a better storyline where he started doing like an origin story. So the first one, so you got to give that like some grace.
Yeah.
But the story we wanted, so you already had like a nice thing. Head start to step on, like a nice little stepping stone to be on to build from there, because you know the Ivan Drago revenge thing. But Creed 2 was definitely my favorite. I don't know where they're gonna go with Creed 3. Of course, I have my theories. I've always been saying that.
Avengers. I was surprised at making a third
Mr. T's son gonna want Clobber Lang is a junior.
Apollo Creed's other son that you didn't know about. Fighting for the name.
And then bringing my guy Jonathan Majors in to act as Michael Jordan under the table.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's gonna look nasty for Michael to be do these scenes with him. But that is great. Russ sent us a very interesting conundrum. The debate going on, like to share with the pod. Option A or B. You take a job for $150K a year. Luxury. Yeah, I definitely got to pull it.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember it.
Basically, you make $150K a year, and you got to be at your desk from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
No, there's more. There's more.
Company A is $150K a year, gourmet meals, company trips, great culture, retirement, 401K, excellent health care, unlimited PTO, paid family leave, but you have to physically be at your desk 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Sign me up.
Option B.
Well, option B, you got to read option B.
$75K a year, standard benefits, decent culture, with absolute time, freedom. You can work from wherever you want and whenever you want.
Taking B.
Plus still much full time. Okay.
Yeah, you read that second half, which is less.
Yeah, less enthusiasm. I'm taking B.
Let's not downplay. Let's play.
I'm taking B. Look, man, I don't care about company coaches because I ain't gonna be there. I will be working in Mexico while the U.S. has their fun with Russia, and I will be chilling doing my work. Zoom me in, my guy. Don't worry. I'll get my work done. Don't worry about me. Just make sure the checks come in on the 1st and 15th. I'm okay with that. I'm good. That $150K, having to actually plan my PTO out. Yeah, you know what I mean, like, nah, I ain't got time for that. I'm gonna be working while I'm chilling. I'm be in a strip club with the Zoom background on blur and getting my work done. And Tissy's getting shoulder rubs. I'm taking B.
As a person that has worked behind many desks, many offices of there was a little bit conflicted. I had to really think about it. I understand why Orin would pick, because there's no clear answer for that works for everybody. It's like some people, like, yes, I understand why Orin would go with that route. I mean, and to me, not liking people or like what well see me sometimes it's never really the job is about like who's in the office, who's like the office environment. So like what was side A? Because there was something that like kind of alluded to that would make me think that, okay, it's a good work environment, because that was always the thing. And so, but then sometimes it's been the job. That's why it's very important. What is the job? Like, what am I doing? Because that is key. That, like, it can't just be any type of job. Because if it's a job like a where I'm just getting yelled at over the phone all day, mm-hmm. no, it's just that plays a huge factor.
Yeah.
But the money, though, but the extra money, though, is a good work environment, because, boy, I always hated my managers. I always cool with the coworkers. I always make lifelong friends in every office I've been in. I've always made the just great cool coworkers, you know, with the black ones, and then and it's always been good. So hey, I never had a problem with like really the work environment, except for like the supervisors that like to flex and throw their power, and they always pick just the most egotistical people for these
for sure.
For this position, like, man, you take this way too serious. You don't have dreams. This is like this job is your dream. I could tell. I kind of want to side with side A, but also the part of me that doesn't like getting up.
And 8 to 5 kind of.
And you know, gotta get a. You know, but now that I'm driving, I guess I can kind of drive. So I'm kind of torn in the middle, like leaning towards side A. The only thing that makes me even think about side
I'll B. I get an hour lunch. Shit, hell yeah, I'll do that. Cause 8 to 5. Yeah.
Cause unlimited PTO.
Like, oh man,
unlimited. What business trip?
I get
to travel for work. So
I get to travel too. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. On your dime. I'm talking about company trips. Hey, listen, hey, this is so y'all.
I am living somewhere different. Don't worry. Like I said, I don't care about that company culture. I ain't gonna be there.
I'm just taking my current job, put towards that. I'm good to go.
Yeah. I'm good to go. That look, that's your money. The crib. What I throw in the strip club gonna be different than side B. Like, you know, throw $1,000 in the strip club with Drizzy. Different Drizzy. I got 40, got 50.
Exactly. So like I said, it'd be the same thing. You be Drizzy, I'll be J. Cole. I'll be in there chilling. Yeah, I'll be watching you throw your money. I got a couple dollars to throw. But that's about it for me.
They gonna pay attention to me.
Yeah.
No. I'm still gonna be cold. I'm still gonna be cold. Cause like the amount I throw ain't gonna change. Ain't gonna change. I have extra money on the side now, so I'm cold with that.
Like I said,
but I'm not as uncomfortable. Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting.
Catch me on Barbados, cheese, eggs, and potatoes. Like Cole said. Yeah.
So listen, I'm be in the crib watching Belly eating peanut butter jelly with fucking next time. What the fuck? Hey,
me too. While on the Zoom meeting.
You're all too eating leftover lasagna. Yeah. So,
So heating it up.
I'm heating it up in Magic City, boy. I mean, but yo, we are here today. It's time for us to give our Batman review.
Yes, sir. I was right.
Emo Batman.
I was right.
Oh yeah, no, get your shit off, Russ.
Hey, I just want to say, I told everybody. Big Rob didn't let me down. Great film.
Shout out to Twilight, man.
I want to give it a 10 out of 10, but, you know, I got, you know, no, nothing's perfect, so I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Yes.
The only negative I would say is a little bit long, but, you know, I was cool with it.
Well, they told us how long it would be.
Yeah.
And to me, it felt kind of normal. It didn't really feel too long.
It didn't feel too long.
I feel like as if they did a regular movie length, I feel like there's too much shit that would have been cut out, and I would have been like, yo, come on, man, more. Because I feel like we still didn't get enough of, like, the Penguin or anything.
Shout out to Falcon, man. Somebody asked me yesterday, actually. They were like, yo, what'd you think of Batman? Like, is it good? I'm like, I was like, no, it's good. I'm like, it ain't Dark Knight good, but it's good. I didn't really have anything bad to say about it. Like, it's not doing a billion, though. But,
Overtime, it will.
No. Said November, right?
No, I said like.
No, you said November.
I said by November?
Yeah, let's run it back. Let's run the tape
I
back.
Mean, if I did, week. I did. I
somewhere towards the end of the year.
You said the end of the year.
I look at what I'll be saying, so I could have said that, you know. Anything's possible.
No, it ain't happening. But
I was saying it's gonna do better than Venom, or didn't even want to give it Venom numbers Venom.
What did Venom?
800 million.
Not two, the first one.
800 million.
No, let's talk about
that's
two.
Why, that's why I got
two. Let's talk about two.
Wait, what did two get? I know two did not do.
Sure it's gonna beat two. You want to take that bet? It's gonna beat two. I think it already.
We already beat Batman Begins, so it's on the way.
No, it's not gonna be. It should be two. It ain't gonna be one. I don't think it's gonna do a billion.
But let's not move the goalposts, because I feel like the goalposts got moved a few times. We was talking about the first week numbers, and now we're talking about overtime.
I said first week between 300 and 400.
What did it do?
350.
Okay, you beat me. Yeah, so, I said 275. I think.
Yeah.
No, I said 275.
I upped it from 250 to 275. I think.
No, you said we gonna play that tape back. You said like 230, something like that.
Initially, and I upped it to like 275.
So Venom 2 did 502.
Moving that goal.
I moved it a few episodes ago. I was like, nah, everybody. But.
I will say because I've been watching.
So you say it did 300. You think it's gonna reach a billion by the end of the year? You're bugging.
I think so. Yeah. It hasn't released overseas.
Orin, you also said
the HBO Max numbers will help when it drops next month.
The older episodes.
So
the HBO Max, they don't factor those in.
Amen.
That's like streaming numbers. It had to stream 17 billion times for it to get.
We're gonna run it up, man.
All right, man.
They was trying to factor.
Russ,
it in.
I don't care how
for Wonder Woman they was factoring.
I'm just gonna be at home running that thing on repeat,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm like Russ. I don't care how much you have it on repeat on mute in your basement, but.
You just replay clothes like the app streaming farm ready.
Actually, we have 463.2 right now. You know what I'm saying? Ain't released overseas yet. You know,
you got to account for these numbers.
When is it going to release overseas?
Because it's always late overseas, bro. They got to screen those movies. Because a lot of countries, you got to screen the movies first, make sure it's appropriate. And, you know, that's all the rules.
And there's something that Orin forgot about.
Dude, Russia's in war right now. So y'all not getting Russian numbers. They ain't going to
Russian numbers don't do nothing for us.
They never do anything for any movie. But
don't nobody be like, oh, man, we got to make sure this movie hits in Russia.
Hey, Orin, I don't know if you know this. If you know this, they hate us. They don't stream none of our movies. None of these American movies. But one factor Orin always forgets when it comes to this movie is it's Batman. It's still Batman. It's Batman. Batman gonna do numbers. Like, even the trashiest Batman, of like, oh, even the most least anticipated ones.
He's been carrying DC for like 20, 30 years. Yeah, and there's no sign of it stopping.
Yeah.
I will say, when it comes down to like cartoon, slash comic book stuff, this is probably, in my opinion, probably like the most accurate they've done in Gotham. This is probably the best I've seen like a Bat movie do, like the city of Gotham. That you could, it actually feels like, oh shit, this shit feel terrible.
No, like I said, watching Gotham the TV show, oh, I was saying like, yo, this is a sick old place, man. Like, God, you got super villains, you got crime bosses.
It's terrible.
Yo, man, hey man, like, hey, burn Ra's al Ghul, right? Burn that shit down, man.
But the property value cheap, so that's why everyone stay there.
Man, Ra's al Ghul, right? Like, this shit's fucked up. We burn it. We destroying this shit. We gonna start over brand new because this shit is fucked.
They're destroying the community, man.
Man, get this shit the fuck out of here. There ain't no saving this. Weird ass place with super villains and fucking mob bosses, crime, all that shit. Why would you even want to be the mayor of Gotham? Nigga,
like, that's not a flex. If you
yo, you want to be the person. Look what I did to this place. I turned it around.
I leaned over to her like, man, I thought Mayor Fry had a bad blood. He's got a tough job ahead of him.
Like, it's just like, everybody, you got to think everybody's a dirty cop, basically. Everyone's doing illegal shit. Like, it's just,
boy, this shit.
If you're not doing illegal, you ain't doing nothing.
Right. Well, at the end of the movie, when they was arresting dude, he's like, well, not all of them. And then it shows them, like, the police officer that was willing to arrest Falcone and shit. Yeah. But Gotham, here's the thing about Gotham. Fam, when them threatening Riddler was going to do the whole flush alley and over and I was like, good.
Man,
flush
like,
it all. Fuck out of Gotham.
I'm with Ra's al Ghul. Get this shit done with, man. Like, this shit is terrible.
I'll
man.
Say, too, I do think it's interesting because I feel like
shout out to my nigga pulling the gun on Bruce Wayne. Just let niggas know, like, nigga, get your ass the fuck out of my spot.
I do think it's interesting how,
Nah, you can't get no rigatoni. Nah, you can't. Nah, you can't get no pasta, nigga.
Because somebody was comparing, the two, obviously, Nolan had a whole trilogy and obviously this is one movie. But I was like, I think interesting thing, too, is after, the first Batman movie? Christian Bale's Batman was ready to be done. He was like, hey, man, what I got to do to get out of this? I'm trying to be a Rachel. The third one, he was still like, hey, I'm still trying to get out of this. And I think it's kind of, and at the end of his movies, it was at least some kind of hope, oh, it can get better. Into the Batman, it's shit, we hope so, but we don't. He was like, shit, I lost. I didn't win this.
We need some more movies out of this because, I couldn't fix this shit in one movie.
Yeah, man. My dog needs some help, man. Robin, where is Robin?
And ops, except for Falcon, all your ops are still alive.
All the ops powering up.
Powering up, and they teaming up, too. The Riddler and the Joker teaming up. Oh, man, that's why I always had this take as a kid, man, it's great that Jim Carrey got to be the Riddler, but boy, I think he would have been a great Joker in the 90s. If they did a 90s Joker, he was perfect for that. That the timing would have been perfect.
Shout out to Russ was saying, the Batman was a great detective. I mean, a great riddle solver.
I didn't get half them to my,
That nigga got that shit so quick.
By
the time they were done reading it, he had the answer for you already.
I was able to get a few. The ones in these ones, you think these were hard. The ones and the Val Kilmer one was way hard. Jim Carrey was giving him some riddles.
He was bodying.
He was getting goddamn. I'm like, how is Batman getting all this shit? He was able to click all them riddles together. Yeah. That boy good.
Amazing.
Riddles are tough. How do you just know? Why do you just know?
I didn't knew that. Like I said, he had it all before they finished the sentence. He was like, yeah, that's what it is.
I do like how we didn't have to see the typical, they're walking out the theater. His parents get gunned down. I'm like, I'm glad y'all just were like, hey, y'all know what happened.
They definitely took the Far From Home, Homecoming vibe. They stole their whole vibe.
We want to know, read a book.
We're not going to show the spider bite. We're not going to show Uncle Ben dead. Uncle Ben dead.
Even in Civil War, he was you can do the things that I can do. And then you don't do nothing, the bad things happen. They happen because of you. That was his great power.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, all right. They ain't showing that shit. Y'all know who Spider-Man is. He's Spider-Man.
I got bit by a spider, and I have great powers.
Yeah. I like the new trend of saying, fuck Wayne Manor. Let's go stay in a condo downtown, because Wayne Manor is trash. I've been saying it for years. Man. Burn it down. I'm glad it was burnt down in this one.
This nigga is living in a project, but a big-ass, spacious project.
Tower.
It's dark. It's ugly. That's an ugly
The whole movie was dark.
It was
Game of Thrones final season dark. Where's the lighting in this movie?
And I was thinking, too, I'm like, hey, we got to get that. We got to clean the Batcave up, man. We got to go get Lucius Fox. You know what I'm saying? It's a good start, but everything looked dirty. It just looked dirty. Okay,
the whole movie.
It's
Gotham.
Alfred, stop opening people's mail, bro. Stop it.
Oh man, Alfred, you got what you. Man, it was like a crossover. This is how he becomes the Claw.
A good movie though, man. Definitely go check it.
And also Zoe Kravitz. I wanted
did a thing, man. Shout out there,
man. Did your thing. She killed it last night, too, on Saturday Night Live.
I heard about that.
I don't want to hear... She actually has talent, so I don't want people to,
She surprised me, because I was really,
put her in, the category of, the pretty people. Put her in, with the Saweeties and the Michael B. Jordan's girl, Lori Harvey, whatever. No, she actually has a... She's actually good. She's raised by actors and entertainers today. She was in her bag in that movie and stuff, and shout out to Robert Pattinson. I was calling him emo Batman.
I feel like because I was thinking too. I was like, number one, I'm glad that his Batman was he's the first Batman we've seen that's been in the suit 95% of the movie. Like, everyone else was kind of just like, hey, I'm like, because they had a Bruce Wayne, obviously. His Bruce Wayne is non-existent because they literally said, like, yo, he don't know how to separate.
Like, what's the point of showing him Bruce Wayne all the time when he's not even Bruce Wayne?
Like, that's what I was saying, too. So, all the Playboy stuff, I'm like, I don't think with his Batman, they're probably going to do that. They'll probably have him where he's, like, more sociable, obviously, not just, like, weird. But I don't think he's going to be, like, because Christian Bale is still, like, the best Bruce Wayne. Like, it's Christian Bale.
You think he was as easily?
It's not even close.
Like,
it's,
on paper, like, he bought it.
Because Christian Bale's an asshole, so, like, he was just being himself. So, like, it came out very believable.
But as a suave, pretty boy, playboy, I think George Clooney might have got that. But, hey, look, the movie was terrible. He had the Bruce Wayne.
I'll give George Clooney second. I'll give him second place. Okay. I'll give my guy, Val Kilmer wasn't bad. The writing sucked. Yeah. Like, Val Kilmer, the writing was terrible in his movie.
Hey, man, they're not ready to hear that. They're not ready to hear that.
The marketing carried them old 90s Batman movies. Is like the toys and everything, like the McDonald's cups, all that stuff carried it because the movie was trash. But, you know, we gonna leave where it's at. But, yeah, I think
You just got my guy all the way at the bottom, huh? Hey, Michael Keaton all the way at the bottom.
Hey, we'll discuss that at some point. But, yeah, I think with his Batman, I hope in the second movie, I don't know what they're going to do villain-wise. I don't think they're going to go, like, straight to Joker. They kind of said they kind of want to, like, you know, maybe not. I think they're going to probably approach that kind of like a Thanos kind of thing where it's like he'll be at the end. Because what I'm hoping is they just kind of do his own like Bat universe kind of thing. Let him like build the Bat family and get all his people. Because I think at this point, DC kind of realizes like maybe we should just have everybody kind of have their own kind of thing. Like everything doesn't have to be connected maybe at some point. But they do better when they don't try to do the whole like, hey, this connects to this movie because you don't do that well. So like just have them focus on what they're doing and just leave it there.
Yeah, no, I like how they... the realisticness of the of this the villains in the Batman, because like boy this is a different Penguin from the Danny DeVito
Colin Farrell
he bodied that, because I do not see
that
Colin
makeup
Farrell.
Work is crazy.
That is crazy.
That's like Oscar level. You can't even tell at all. Like, most people, somebody does a role, you can say okay, I can kind of like pick it out. Like when Christian Bale played Dick Cheney, you could tell like okay, I can tell it's Christian Bale a little bit. But at this point, I'm like, I had to remind myself, this is Colin Farrell.
No, but like, it's all about the makeup art. Rick Baker is the greatest of all time, man. The man did Thriller. He did all Eddie Murphy's movies. He did all, like, he did Star Wars. He did all types of, like, the man is the GOAT, you know, but what they did with Colin Farrell is just elite. And they were making fun of it on, like, last night on Saturday Night Live, like, during Zoe's monologue where she got visited by like Catwoman's of the past, and then they kind of show how ridiculous, because like the Penguin in the Michael Keaton movie, he's like, yeah, you know, my parents, they just put me in the stroller and just threw me down the sewer, and I just became the Penguin Boy. And I was raised by penguins, and that's how. And so like when Zoe got visited by the Catwoman, like, yeah, I'm Pat Catwoman from 19, the Michelle Pfeiffer one, like, yeah, I have a whip like all cats do, like, we all have different origin stories. Oh really, what's your cat, how'd you become a Catwoman? I fell out of a building and from 7th floors, and then a bunch of cats came and licked me back to life, and so I gave cat-like
that shit,
abilities.
As a kid, it didn't make no sense. As an adult, I'm still like, why? Yeah. Like,
yeah, no, they had ridiculous. The Michael Keaton era, boy, they had some ridiculous. The Joker, it's like just like how Marvel said with Jamie's like, gotta be careful where you fall. Joker, just, oh, I fell in. Because superhero movies weren't doing that. The Riddler, oh, I fell in. Everybody was Two-Face, oh, I fell in the thing. Oh, I'm the ass in my face. Like them 90s ones, boy. The Michael Keaton's and Val Kilmer ones, but shit was crazy. Mr. Freeze.
Because you just never knew, like, how, like, did Catwoman have powers, or was she just a regular bad junk?
She had multiple lives. She could die, but you got killed 9 times.
It was just weird. Like, I'm like, okay, this is very campy, and just kind of I get to try to make it, like, probably, like...
She got licked by a gang of stray cats piled on her.
Instead of getting rabies, she got powers. She got powers.
Man. So now she has cat-like abilities where she can be kind of stealthy, and somehow she can fight now. She's an expert fighter. And got a whip.
One part. There's three. One part that I do want to point out is you can definitely tell that like his Batman was learning stuff. Because I remember when he showed up at the club, first like, yo, you know who I am, and they were like, yeah, you're so and so. Busted the door, start beating everybody's ass. Second one he comes through is like regular Bruce Wayne, like, you know who I am, like, oh okay, let's let him in. So you can definitely tell he's like, all right, I gotta maybe try to do like the persona part of this whole, like, you know.
Oh damn, that shit didn't work.
Yeah. Y'all didn't notice them niggas' voices were the same, huh?
That was
the same line.
That was a nitpick too. I'm like, okay, so like, you didn't really change your voice at all between the two. We're going to have to figure out, like, he didn't do, like, the Bale voice.
Christian Bale had two.
Where's Rachel?
Had two different voices.
Catwoman was like, yeah, no, I'm leaving town, but I'm going to Chicago. Yeah, I'm safe. Trying to leave? Oh, that's right. Then she looked at the back. Oh, that's right. You got to stay.
She going to Metropolis, which is across the bay. No, she's going to Bloodhaven, my bad.
Yeah. She might go to, what's where the Flash from again?
Star City.
Yeah, she might go to Star City.
That city trash too, man.
I saw people, I don't know if you saw that tweet, like about Metropolis being better than Gotham.
It was like, well, Metropolis got alien Superman.
Yeah, like y'all mad because they just got thugs and hoods, you got the project. Oh, what, well, over here, Superman got aliens, all types of crazy forces.
That shit was just so funny how in the Flash, like that damn meteor, these niggas had the weirdest of powers of all time, and somehow Flash fast ass had to figure out how to beat him with math and being fast with math and speed. He figured out how to beat all. It was the most random weirdo. Like they had the most random shit. Like there was one girl that could control people's cell phones or something like that. She was posting on social media and shit like that. It was wild.
CW, we want all, you guys. You deserve to be brought up on your crimes for continuing the Flash and like, bro, they ran through all his material. In 9 seasons. No, and they did it in 4 seasons. I was like, yo, y'all, it's just the same shit. I'm like, yo, cancel the show immediately. They had an episode where they kidnapped Barack Obama.
That's a wild.
Back in time. Stop. Shut it down.
Hey, yo, niggas really say, like, don't see, just living out, all you got to do is keep your head down, mind your business, and stay out of the alleys. Stay out of the dark alleys.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that's all you might do.
Just go out in the daytime. Don't nobody be out in the daytime. Shit.
Oh, they got a nice downtown in the newspaper. Who gives a fuck? this is wild shit going on with superpowers.
Like, that shit was wild. That, my nigga gave that dude a coat. Like, yeah, you got his coat. Like,
like, yo. Like, oh yeah, you might get robbed. So what? These niggas in trouble, boy.
This how I knew I needed to give up the game. I went and got a homeless coat.
He called himself Vengeance all throughout the movie.
Everybody was calling him Vengeance.
That was my name, not because he was calling himself Vengeance, but like when he was the riddle, that was the one really couldn't get, like, rats with wings. Rats with wings. And then it was like Bat. Why do they keep calling me a Batman? Like the fact that your costume, you look and you have the fucking symbol on your chest, and you have look like.
But his name is Vengeance.
What? Bat? No, this is a symbol of vengeance.
He just never wanted to call himself Batman.
He couldn't fathom who
owns the rights to Batman. I'm like, was that a contractual thing? Like, he can't technically.
It was weird
Batman,
though, because at the end there, he was like, "This might be the end of the Batman." And I was like, "Okay, so like, I don't. This is definitely real news. They gotta coin the name at some point, you know?" But
because when they said it again, I thought, like, okay, now they're gonna build to him finally calling himself. Got it.
I will say,
I'm the Batman. Oh snap! To fill in the ears on top, I'm Batman.
That narration was hard in the beginning. I was like, yo, this is fire, dog. He's just walking through the crowd like that. I'm like, okay, this is dope. And then like when he just like pulled up on people at the train, I was like, oh shit.
But until then, like he just niggas is Candyman, like it's just spooking niggas just in the dark, like, yo, that is scary to not, like, when I see that, if there's no Batman, that if I'm living in a world where quote unquote there's no Batman yet, there's no, but I'm seeing this nigga and it's scary and just popping up in this crazy costume, being niggas like, I'm leaving fucking Gotham. I'm leaving Gotham tonight.
But yeah, man, shout out to, go check it out.
Go check out the Batman, man.
Yes.
It's not going to make it to a bill, but you know what I mean?
I mean, how you got to move that goalpost? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to. It's going to beat Venom. It's beating Venom.
Two. Right. Yes, it is.
Also,
and
two.
And Venom 1.
I want to ask you guys.
By November?
Who do you guys think will see in the sequel for the villain?
Oh, it's going to be. Oh, no.
Apparently all of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think.
And if they bring Bane and all them.
I think you got to bring. I think.
Oh, Poison Ivy, I guess.
Harvey Dent is coming.
Two-Face. Two-Face.
The easy layup is Mr. Freeze. Because the cities are. There's a whole bunch of water in the city. It's about to start getting cold. That's an easy layup.
Oh, shit.
Easy layup.
Mr. Freeze.
Unless you're going to do a time jump. I guess it's 2 years later, which I kind of hope they don't do. Like, yo, just do like 3 months later.
Fun fact.
Improve the stew a little bit, you know.
Fun fact, if you never.
I just want them to get some lights. God damn it, that movie is dark. Like, shit.
Fun fact, in the Michael Keaton Batman, they never moved the story forward or went towards like a Two-Face in that first Batman, but Billy Dee Williams is Harvey Dent. I'm like, he's running for mayor. I'm like, Billy Dee Williams is Harvey Dent. Oh shit, he's gonna be Two-Face, but he never became Two-Face. He was like, man, this crime is crazy. He was just a smooth ass nigga.
Shout out to Batman, never killing nobody, man. He just put you in jail. he don't be trying to kill nobody, man.
They didn't want a black man to be too
bad. Actually, Ben Affleck's Batman killed a whole bunch of people. Yeah, go back and watch BVS. He killed like 10 people.
The
warehouse scene when he pulls up with the plane, like Batflex, he literally shot Batflex, like.
I'm gonna keep it a band with you. I will never get through that movie. Every time I put it on, it could be midday off 17 Red Bulls. As soon as it come on, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, where you wait? Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne. You know.
Oh, he's near the bottom too.
Damn, you didn't buy him as that. I'm rich. You didn't buy him in the Snyder cut.
His Batman's fire, but no, his Bruce Wayne's trash too.
Okay, his Batman's fire. You know, his Batman's definitely fire.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Yes, yeah. Go check it out, man. Music. The baby is
working overtime, man.
Working overtime. Go get the stream.
He be Instagram storying, listening.
I gave it a stream, so you leave me alone.
In the background, boy, that shit ain't going nowhere. What that you said? 30K? It's going.
The number should be out now. Let me double.
Check the ingredients on that, man.
Check the ingredients.
While he's looking that up, I do want to say that Lucky Day dropped an album out of nowhere, and it is phenomenal. That is a great Saturday up-tempo vibe album. He's giving us
everybody
music.
I gotta check it out. Everybody keeps saying good things. So.
He's giving us the music that Frank Ocean deprived us of. it sounds like Frank a little bit on a lot of these songs. Like, yo, like when Frank was giving us like the Novocaines, like yo, this is a dope song, but it's also like a jam. And but he was giving us all that. It just made me more mad at Frank when I'm like, yo, where the fuck is Frank at, man? Like, it's a long ass album too, but it's like really, is it a long as that? I'm not even sure. Maybe the songs are just long, but no, yeah, 17 tracks. Well, the intro don't really count and interludes. But
definitely gotta check it. What is looking like, Russ, on the Young Boy Day project?
Let's go discography.
Probably not looking good. yeah, you know it's bad when we gotta search this hard for the numbers.
They try to hide the numbers.
They're trying to hide the numbers.
Damn, what the hell?
That shit down bad.
They don't want niggas to find out.
I'm sure Dirk's gonna post his numbers because I'm sure he
says he's supposed to like 120K plus.
Yep, yeah, he's up. Yeah, you know I mean, so he's like, yep. Sorry, young boy. Dirk is winning on the charts evidently, but. Dirk dropped, Benny the Butcher dropped too. The Dirk project I ran through once. It was cool. I'm not a big Dirk fan. I'm sure Dirk fans like.
You're not a Dirk fan?
You don't fuck with
Dirk?
No, I like him. He's all right.
I download him. I still got to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool. For me, I thought it was cool. I'm like, cohesive. You know what I mean?
So, Lil Baby. No, sorry. The Baby and NBA Youngboy.
Hey, don't put that on Lil Baby.
They did. They did.
Blame it on did, Baby, but not that one.
Not that one.
They did 29,234.
Oh, shit. They didn't get to 30? Oh, shit.
Nah,
they said it's impressive for no features in 12 tracks, though. So.
That's impressive?
Fam, amen.
It's the two top streaming.
You
want to
talk about moving the fucking goalposts? That's impressive?
That's a crazy move.
Double plastic.
I'm like, they do know J. Cole didn't have no features and it went platinum. Like,
double platinum, no. Yeah. Triple platinum. I don't know what is that now.
Yeah,
it's
I'm like, y'all know, and he produced the whole thing. Then, y'all do know that J. Cole did went
produced
platinum.
It, made sure it was mixed.
And it was just him. Like, it wasn't, he didn't have two people with two different fan bases. No, it was just his fan base. That's impressive. Impressive what? The 29,000 people that listen to it? Like, oh yeah, that's down bad. And the baby's working overtime while NBA Youngboy don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about niggas moving the goalposts for the numbers? The Rock is the greatest, yo. This nigga, The Rock, is the best politician I have ever seen in my life. I can't wait for this nigga to run for president. The shit that the nigga got on social media, yo. Great news.
Oh, the DC pushback?
I got great news. We are making a shift with the movie dates, and this is gonna change the game. That now we will release it later on. And like, nigga, it is a, you mean just push back? Like, but the way he tried to word it, like, this nigga is the greatest.
I feel like now that
it is like, apologies to the fans. There's been a slight that we're gonna have to push the.
Nope.
No, it's like great news.
Hey guys, got amazing news. But what I'm thinking now is
the baby needs to do that.
Somebody made a good point. I don't think it's DC. I think just Warner does not know what they're doing.
No, hell no.
Because they're saying, like, somebody was like, yeah, I feel like Warner just be bringing like people on, like, yo, I can do this, and they're just like, no, like, Yeah. I feel like we have, DC's like, we have a plan, like, ah, oh, no, we don't want to do it. Let's do it a different way. And
I think DC be listening to the people too much, man. Like Marvel didn't start listening to the people.
I think it's Warner, bro. I think DC got a plan. I think Warner just be fucking all this shit up.
Let me read what The Rock said in quote. In capital letters, the first four words are capital letters. That's important. Big and exciting news out of our movie industry. The whole movie industry. Our $7 productions and DC comic movies are shifting dates. Super Pets will be released in July 29th. Black Adam will be released October 21st. The hierarchy and of the power of the DC universe is about to change. And lots of emojis of like comments and then Black Adam lightning emojis. Big things go like that, like, yo, The Rock is great. That's going up, man. He did this after I think like Russ was bringing it to our attention that the dates would be pushed back. Like, oh man, I didn't even think The Rock was gonna address it. And I'm like, yo, if The Rock addresses, man, that's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a sad thing. No, this is how Rock addresses bad. He's reversed the Jedi mind tricking us. Like, yo, like that is a crazy Jedi mind trick. And you know The Rock, he's charismatic enough to do it. That is crazy. 100%. Speaking of superhero movie, The Boys trailer didn't drop.
Yes, sir.
Season 3 coming.
I ain't checking, my man.
Everybody come back with power. That's a long story short.
But that was my prediction. Like, well, I thought just Butcher was gonna get, but like, you know, he making sure everybody's getting the whole thing, because there's no way they can do a season 3 where they know that these guys are out there. They fucked up too much. They're gonna try and kill these niggas at some point. Because they were treating them like they're not even worth my time. No, they worth the time now. Just kill you kill people for less. So now the level field is being, because in the comic books, Mother's Milk had,
that's what I heard,
had powers. Lance Alonso's character, he had powers at some, or but they never showed it in the show. And then we had theories like, does this nigga already have it? Because they showed him, but like he's made some funny moves.
That's still crazy
how
Jesse Usher off his shoulder by being really fast and made her overdose and drugged her all the way up. Like, oh damn.
Oh yeah, put it all in her veins. Yeah,
I thought he'd be done on the show. They just keep bringing his ass back. I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, who's they going to replace it with? They're trying to replace it with the other speedster in the comic book. Because in the comic books, the one that he was competing against, he is actually originally a part of the Seven.
Oh, sure, okay.
And then, A-Train was not. And then, they switched. Like, oh, well, this gives them an out. So, like, get Jesse T. Usher the fuck out of here. Because you can't just keep having him and Lance Alonso in the same show, man. You can't be having two big plants in there. Like, and then bring in the...
bring in Spencer James.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Bring in Spencer.
That's worse. All right, I hate Jesse T. Usher, but don't bring in another British nigga.
Nah, they can't be taking all the rules. Golly.
I'm excited. It's been long overdue. Coming in, June 3rd, I think they said?
June 3rd.
So yeah. I'm looking forward to the Boys.
When's Invincible coming back? That's what I'm waiting on. That should be like next year, probably, or later this year.
Atlanta's coming out in a couple weeks, ain't it?
Yeah,
everything coming out. Moon Knight comes out end of the month. Like, it's right. Top Boy comes back next weekend.
I recommend Winning Time. The Lakers.
Is it good?
Dynasty. Oh, it's good.
I saw the Kareem.
That's hilarious.
He's talking to the kids. Like, yeah, fuck you.
No. But even before that, him doing that scene, they reenacted like how bad of an actor he was. It's like, no, kid, it is, I am not Kareem, I am Dr. Harper. I am the co-pilot. No, you're Kareem. And my dad says you don't play enough defense. I think you're great, but you don't do enough distribution of the ball. He's like, the hell I don't. Listen, kid, like the acting in that scene, it's so funny. The way he said, the hell I don't. And then we're like, I'm going to show you that clip because it's just so funny.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta check that out. B just jumped on Super Pumped. It's the story of the Uber driver, and not the Uber driver, the Uber owner, CEO. Yeah, nah, man, and it was a stolen idea, man. It's a bunch of wild shit going on. I'm only 3 episodes in. I'm like, yo, yeah, this shit fire. But yeah, B jumped on and B was like, B fucking with
it. Yeah, I definitely recommend. Recommend you jump on. Russ is really good.
Yeah, I gotta get on it, man.
Uber is wild.
Yeah, no, and it's especially close to me because I lived through it, And then also, there's certain stuff that I didn't know, that certain shit was just being kept a secret from us. as driving industry looks, boy, like, we don't know. And like, man, boy, they was going through niggas' phones, man.
You want to talk about egocentric dickheads? Yo, that, hey, he is the king of it. Boy, that boy's so
egocentric. I was rooting for him. He's like, hey, no, these niggas riding for Uber and Lyft. No. Let's find out who. Let's hack their history. This is wild. Let's hack everyone that's tapped on them. Lyft. I'm like, whoa, you can do that? Hey. Holy shit!
Boy, you thought you was in the backseat alone. Nah, you thought you was looking at the map. The map was looking at you.
camera. They can look at what's going on in the backseat of your car through that camera. Jeez. They access your camera. Oh shit!
B was giving them all types of footage back then.
them kids. So, hey man, I kept it straight. You know, airport runs. You know, hey, listen, that's all you guys, business people. Ain't nobody ever threw up in my back seat. So hey, ain't
that was funny too. B had a plan too, just in case if the money ever got down, B was gonna get some oatmeal and
Oh yeah, I had to they threw up in my back seat. I smelled something and I wouldn't check. I had the whole oatmeal and carrots. I was just putting a little chopped up carrots in it to make it. You gotta make it look authentic. Look carrots and peas.
B had if the money was now in play, like,
because they pay you extra. They pay you some money. Boy, you get $100.
B had a play just in case. This case Uber got slow.
Did you know about that, Russ? If you're an Uber driver, been
driving since he was 15. He don't know shit about.
I've taken Uber like.
But if you're an Uber driver, someone throws up in your car, you get cashed out.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Give you like money to clean your car, and
they kick you out immediately too, don't they, or something like that? Or
hell no, they
kick out.
They charge
like
they charge.
So if I'm riding in the car and I throw up in it, like what happens then? Like they just like, hey, you know.
No, they charge the shit out you.
They charge the shit out you. Try to get them home safely because they.
Oh, okay, I didn't know like they just kick you out like.
No, they pay for the ride. Like, no, it's fucked up. You got I barely remember.
If the Uber driver kicked you out, that's just fucked up.
Like, that's fucked up.
That's how mad he was, but. Other than that, they pay to get your car detailed, as a rider, they charge you crazy, bro.
Yeah, and I didn't know that, like, because
I've never done that, though, so you know what I mean?
Because there were people driving, because Lyft popped up out of nowhere, because I didn't know if it was a direct, like, yo, copy of Uber and all that stuff. Like, yo, Silicon Valley, they're all creating similar apps together at the same time. Because, you know, you hear about, like, you know, the top companies, it could be, like, Burger King and McDonald's, mm-hmm. but, you know, they never had, CEOs never, like, really had an interaction. There's no history there between the two, or like Coke and Pepsi and all that stuff. Like, but this, like, oh, these niggas know each other. And these niggas hate each other, and they want to take each other out. Like, this shit is like
they grew up together.
It's just like the Social Network movie. That was because it used to be called Uber Cab and all that stuff. And remember in Social Network movie, it was like drop the from the Facebook, just Facebook. They did the same thing. They're like drop the cab.
Yeah, because
Uber Cab.
Because if he was a cab service, then he had to abide by certain rules,
certain laws, and stuff,
certain
like,
taxes.
Like,
so he's like,
oh, well, we're not a cab company. We're a rideshare company. So
technically
they can't.
So they can't charge. Or they can, I don't have to abide by these laws. Oh, these laws.
Oh, yeah, he was smooth.
I'm not Uber Cab anymore. We're just Uber. They're like Uber. What?
No, Uber. Just Uber.
And we're a rideshare company. We're not a cab.
We're not a cab company.
Yeah, so. Like, nah. Yeah, nah. Dude was different, man. Like,
and different. Also, I didn't know Uber X was so new at the time when I signed up to be an Uber. Because I had already thought about doing it ahead of time. I didn't know that Uber X didn't exist when I was originally going to sign up. When I signed up, I didn't know the actual week I signed up. Because I'll never forget, it was a MLB All-Star Weekend. Yeah. It was here in Minneapolis. I was trying to get to that money. I was trying to, like, yo, they take forever to put me... to say like, yeah, you can drive Uber X. I didn't know it was because Uber X just started. Yeah. Like, that's why they're taking forever. Like, it shouldn't take this long for me to get it accepted. Because they had it in Chicago before they had it here.
I didn't know that Uber... I didn't know they started as a black car service. Like, they weren't even, like, you couldn't use your regular car. You had to have, like, a luxury car.
You had to have a Lincoln Continental.
Yeah, exactly. And then they was like, well, you know, We'll let people. He stole that from Lyft, actually, because Lyft was letting motherfuckers just drive their regular cars. You know.
Yeah, that was one thing they stole from Lyft. Like, let niggas drive regular cars. And then like, all right, so we just need people to drive regular cars. Here come me and my Kia Soul. Hey, all right.
Man, it's
dope. I didn't sign up for Lyft because I had, you know, everybody was like, yo, why don't you drive for both Lyft? I'm not wearing that pink mustache.
Gang.
And I didn't realize I made a great decision.
B was like, I'm gang.
I made a great decision because them niggas, they was going through them niggas' phones. If you was driving for both, they was getting in your ass. So I'm glad I didn't make that decision at that time.
Yeah, now you got to check that, Russ. If you guys,
I got to peep it, man. I'll add
it
to the list.
Yeah, I'll add it to the list. That list is crazy over there. Russ again didn't watch Force, so we don't have
my bad, my bad, listeners.
Because Russ actually came in here confident, like, oh yeah, I'm glad they took a week off. They didn't take no week off, Russ. What are you talking about?
We almost had an episode, ladies and gentlemen, where all three of us
before the end of the season, we gonna get there. I promise, man.
That nigga Russ came in with
yeah, no, I was like, yo, it's a mid season break,
finale, man. That's crazy, you know, hey, man. We gonna get that power.
Like what? I did watch Bel Air this week, though.
Yeah, we did watch Bel Air.
Shout out to Bel Air, man. Shout out to Cocaine Carlton. Shout out to him standing up for all.
Y'all know what episode that's from, though, right? Yeah, they took the nod from the
from the
college episode. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Next to that frat, you think I'm a sellout? Why? Is it because of where I live or Magic? Or maybe because I listen to Barry Manilow? Hey, Barry White, y'all. Like, I remember that whole
thing.
Being black isn't what I'm trying to be. It's who I am.
Hey, Connor walked out like, oh, y'all ain't rolling? Full fuck y'all. Like,
y'all lame, too.
No, because he was talking on the bus. Yeah, you be talking about gay people, you talking about Asians, you be talking about... You're going to start using slurs all about slurs. All this. Like,
stop it, Connor. Stop
then,
it.
Then all the other ethnicities and minority groups looking like, right, yeah. What the fuck? Oh, he be doing it all, Connor.
Because Carl is the...
It's so redemption, man.
My nigga was on a high until...
No, ain't no redemption. As soon as he found out about Will and Lisa, he back on that shit.
Lisa blew up the spot. She's like, no, I'm calling my dad. Yeah, I'm the daughter of whatever. So, yeah, damn, your dad definitely going to be mad at you. He literally just told you to stay away from Will, and you over here giving him the... You know what I mean? But, yeah, no. Yeah.
Will, we both can't go out there. We gonna know what's up. Like, hey, listen, you just chill here. I'll go out first. Like, yeah, it was. Come out later. So
came
I'm like,
down there, save the day. Yeah, Cocaine Carlton ain't gonna like that, man. I just keep cracking up. They just like, he's sniffing Xanax. That nigga sniffing coke.
That is Cocaine Carlton.
The purest of white.
Yeah, that boy on cocaine.
Franklin St. Pack. Something like that.
Man, I thought that was messed up too with Jazz. Like, dang, man, he had your back. You gonna sell him out for the gram?
That was crazy too. I'm like,
I just don't feel comfortable doing that. Oh, I'm doing how many? What you
maybe we shouldn't take it.
Shorty said, you don't understand. You only got five followers.
Right. Just got out Instagram. Like, oh, damn.
Shorty came at my niggas' followers.
She was like, whoa, hold on. Let me hear them out. You said, what now? You said, how much?
Stay out of grow, man, business. You only got five followers. Let me go see
you. You got me. Come over here. All the way out here to have your back. I'm sorry. You need ride for you need money, gas money? Here's your little, you want $20?
Yeah, man. I thought Jazz was on. I'm like, oh, Jazz actually bagged Hillary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it was too good to be true, man.
The Jazz got integrity. That's, you know, that's him. Like, man,
she sold her soul for a check. No, I'm gonna spend it later. So I'm gonna play the game to change the game. So once I get in the door, then I'm gonna be. He's like, man, get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna go back to my record store.
You don't see, this is why I'm focused on social media. Y'all social media. Hey,
social media models. God damn it, man.
Y'all got no.
My nigga Uncle Phil down bad. Viv done kicked him out. Like, nah, you should go back to the cribbo. You know, I'm staying here with old light skinned Mike, old green eyes Michael Ealy.
Yeah, Michael Ealy.
Old Mr. Stig, girl, I'm staying with him.
Man, this nigga out of here.
Hey, right, man, Jeffro about to get his ass gone.
All clean. It's done. All
right.
The deed is done.
Nah, you ain't gonna kick Uncle Phil out for him now. Nah, I'm gonna tell Jeffrey about this shit.
And Twitter was like, oh, it's beautiful. Black couples working out, communicating with each other. Like, no, she still decided to stay.
Yeah, it was all good until she kicked his ass the fuck out. Nah, go your ass home, my nigga. Nah, I'm saying, oh, Mike Ealy.
Nah, I retweeted that one tweet. It was like, Vivian thinking she alone apart about to have a good time. You're going to feel it. And then they put in the David Ruffin clip, like, where dude's about to sing. David Ruffin took my, I know you want to leave me. I'm like, nigga, we kicked you out the group. I refuse to let you go. That was a good episode. Boy, man, Carlton Will back on bad terms, man. Like, listen, man, ain't no rejection, man. This nigga,
man, Carlton, nigga ego. Cocaine Carlton, let Lisa go. Just give let it a Will. Go. Give it up, man.
Don't save us. She don't want to be saved, man. She did. She don't
By Will Smith. That's it. That's who saved her. God,
she choosing up, man. Just Take the L. Take the L. Who you are, like, your status and the money. And all that. Man, it ain't working, man. Listen, man. Just move on.
He was mad that Aisha called him a sellout, though. Yeah, nigga, you don't be at the BSU. Where you be, Cocaine Carlton?
The way that she, like, threw it in, like, she was like, man, like, yeah, you're much cooler. And I thought, like, oh, then your rep. Like, oh, what's my rep? Oh, no, I don't.
I mean.
No. Well, you're a sellout, and, you know, I'm really being like, yo.
You the man, with you?
You the man.
Listen. Be honest.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, if you really want to know, Cocaine Carlton.
He's catching the vibe and all stuff. Like, hey, man, Carlton be asking questions, questions you don't want the answers to, man. I don't know.
That nigga was looking for what to ask. I'm like, man, do I really not be at the BSU? Nah, nigga, you don't be there, man. My nigga, damn, man.
Yeah, Will tried to throw you that live, and you just fumbled the ball there, man.
Yeah, damn it.
Let her get her shit off and be like, I'm not, so what's up with that?
I was definitely laughing though too, like, man, that nigga had to ask seven people, where's Will? Like, the obvious guess, you wouldn't go check his room, like yo, you why wouldn't you go check his room?
Thank goodness he didn't. You didn't see it that way.
And he just kept walking around. You seen Will? You seen Lisa? You seen Will?
Y'all seen Will?
Yeah.
Y'all seen Will?
What is in that motherfucker? High as hell. They're like, we ain't give a shit, nigga. Hey, where the Xanax, man?
Took all the Xanax.
Where the cocaine at, man? God damn.
He about to double up the dose in the next episode.
They about to be on Phil's ass though, because he had to save the day too. Yeah, he gonna be like, yeah, you left your kids unattended, throwing a rager over there. Yeah.
So how long till they find? How long you guys think it's gonna take from the find out the real story why Will's there?
Shit, next episode. They're way too close now.
Because
he pretty much told Lisa. I feel like Lisa's about to spill. I feel like there's gonna be some type of fallout. Where she just runs home crying and tells her dad, like, all that stuff. It's going to come out.
I thought it was going to happen this episode, but yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to happen this episode. Like, all right, dude, next episode then. It's definitely.
Man, did you catch up on Snowfall, Big Saint?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
Yes.
That was a big
Snowfall.
Scene. Conscious Leon, man.
Man.
Turning over a new leaf. Still break a nigga foot, though, you know. Still.
Shout out to my guy Cordae rapping on the show.
Shout out to my nigga
Cordae with the conscious rap.
My nigga said, "No, I'm just painting a picture of what's of reality." You know, like, hey, shout out to him setting Unc up. You know what I mean, like Unc, they like, damn, that's all they see me as. They don't think I got a brain. He just kept playing that part back. Like, damn, they think I'm stupid out here.
That's fucked up. But rewind back to this rap. This nigga, no one rapped like that back in 1986. Nigga, if you don't rap like Run DMC or some shit, it's 1986. No one was rapping like that. Rakim wasn't out yet. Use the excuse. Like, nobody was. It was 86. Like, what? Who? Especially on the West Coast, Easy was barely even out yet. He's like the next year. You wasn't rapping like, wasn't nobody rapping with that much clarity and that type of flow in 1986. That was just hilarious to me. That was definitely an oversight. Dude, who young ass wrote this episode? who's the young mother? Or no one wanted to correct him in the booth and be like, yeah, nah, I need you to slow down the flow and put some in your voice or something. No one when he recording that. Yeah, that nigga was flowing like Cordae on that.
Flowing, spitting. Yeah, man. Yeah, crazy episode. I don't know how they didn't see mom's being on some funny shit. Like, yeah. She was acting weird the whole rip. They were just like,
whole episode.
So like, why are
glad
you
to be back?
So like, why are you really? No, she was pregnant. Caught the first flight, you know. And you know, and every time they brought up Teddy, you know, like, hey, yeah, no, he killed my husband. Like, probably like, hey, we don't know that for sure. we ain't really confirmed that. Like, bam, like, nigga, all know he offed your daddy. It's like, Let's not jump to conclusions.
My nigga keeps saying that. Like, my nigga, no, you know he killed him. But, yeah, no, dope episode, man. Yep, she trying to get Reed, yeah, a.k.a. Teddy, the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, she about to get trying to make
Reed is cooked. It's over.
Man,
he might outsmart. Outsmart.
You know he is, man.
He's always like, fam.
Some man, bullshit.
You know he is, man.
He gonna fuck around and kill your mama. And then you like, damn, kill my mama. But I can't lose this plug. I can't use it. Can't lose this connect, man. The operation falls.
I need proof. We don't know. He needs to know for sure. Like,
my mama was doing too much. She knew the game. She knew the game when she got in. I ain't. So she was like, "With dad, I ain't really like him anyway." But now, like you playing with dangerous waters now, trying to.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, man.
Because right now it looks like they just try to find dirt on him and just to prove that he killed her husband.
I feel like they're making it too obvious. Like his girl is like, you know. Yeah. Got ulterior motives. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to think she might not. Because if she does, I'm like, that's like lazy writing on that one. So I'm like, I just feel like it's probably like a bait and switch on that. Because every time they stand, so she be looking like real like suspicious, and I'm just like, oh,
this
man.
Woman popped up out of nowhere.
I didn't.
She's the love of his life, and she pregnant. I'm like, God damn.
I didn't know it was a time jump between this season and last season.
Yeah,
it's like 2 years, right?
Yeah, it was like a 2 year jump. So
I had no idea.
What a difference 2 years makes, you know? I'm like, man, yeah, dog, it's, this man loves flying planes. I mean, like, we learned this, a whole bunch of shit about Franklin we never knew.
He's on his GTA shit, man.
He's on his GTA shit.
Do you think this girl's, like, I don't, in too deep? Like, she's really in on, like, some type of ulterior motive, like.
Man, off her, man. She can go.
Let's get her out of here.
She can go.
She got my baby in there. Like, he kept this off. Like,
she got had the baby first.
She had the baby first.
Then she seriously just passed away.
And she got a.
That's her saving grace.
Yeah, I'm like, she got insurance. got some insurance.
Unless, of course, she's fucking with his business. Like, hey, she knew the game before she got in. Mm-hmm. She knew what the game was. She knew what I did. Man, that shit
was funny, too. Like, hey, she talking about some. I found a gun. My nigga, you a drug dealer. You don't think you got a gun in the house?
If you want me to get rid of this gun, I can do that. It's not about the gun, Franklin. Like, fam, like, you knew who he was. You know what it is. Like, what the fuck? Like, she's just too suspicious. She's too suspicious. And I don't think Franklin's ready to become a family man. Like, Something about to happen. And Scully is still
Scully.
Nigga don't say my name. And yeah, he's still running wild. Like, man, I thought they would have killed him off, but this guy's good. So I guess he's just gonna be the mainstay villain for a while, and then on the hood level. Do y'all think that Leon might return back to the game?
Oh, I'm kind of tired of Leon. Let's just kill him off real quick.
Nah, you can't get Leon out of there.
No, Orin has been Leon.
Do what you gotta
even
do.
When Leon was fucking up, like, Orin would cave for Leon. Even, like, can you at least acknowledge this? This nigga kept fucking a lot of shit up. Like, his hothead levelness kept. Hotheadedness.
Get him out of
kept
here.
Kept fucking shit ready, up a lot in the beginning.
Man, he ready to die for the projects, man. He ready to die for it, man.
He about to go to war with the police, and they about to off this nigga. You think he about to win that war? I don't think that war has been won.
Franklin can't save it for that one. But
like, I don't think that's a else. War.
Not in the 80s. Definitely not in the 80s.
Definitely not in the 80s. I don't know any 80s nigga. There's no based on a true story. I won the war against the cops. I shot them all. Like,
definitely not in L.A.
Oh, hell no.
Not in L.A. They're in the crack era. Where does this Leon
come on, at? Leon, man. Keep it pushing, man. Rooting for you till it's over.
But as far as the rest of the family, they're still going to be talking about him and Louis. Like, they still not see it.
Yeah, they were going at it, too. He's like, everybody has a boss. I was like, oh, shit. Nothing, he ain't lying.
Nothing breaks family apart like money. Like, hey, man, that line's still living true. Like, this Monday is tearing everybody apart. Yo, Uncle Jerome just wearing his Versace jacket suits.
Until now, Jerome about to do some shit next episode, man, because he ain't like them lyrics, man. He's like, damn, they think I'm just stupid.
Your homeboy is snitching in them lyrics, like, boy.
Yeah, he legit, like, oh, no, they think
and
I'm
he
stupid.
He know who knew the shit. It's Uncle Jerome. Yeah. He was selling them wrong.
but ain't doing nothing about it. He there, but he ain't doing nothing about his nephew. Yeah, now he ain't like that shit.
Like, yo, why are you telling this? God.
Well, he played that linebacker. But the fact that dude that was writing is like, I'm just an artist, man. I just.
No, he and, no, he take rewind it, play it again, and then he take a tape, put another tape, some more snitching of more lyrics. He said like, yeah, this nigga got.
But the
300 bars are running.
They was trying to scare that nigga. He didn't give a shit. Like he was just like, no, I'm just an artist, man.
I'm just reporting what's going on there.
Let me just keep the tapes because you know I don't write nothing. This my brain is just flowing the thoughts.
He was the original Jay-Z. Biggie just didn't write shit down. Like, I hate when rappers all try to go with that. No, nigga, write shit down.
Speaking of that, why was Wayne on I Am Athlete talking about some? I had this like brain disease. Like words just kept popping in my head, and I just the only way I could get it. See, that's when I stopped writing. I just had to get them out my head because words just kept popping up. I think it was like a condition.
I saw that shit.
Wayne said he stopped writing because he had a brain condition that has never been that nobody else has ever had. That words kept popping in his head, and he started getting headaches from them.
One day we gotta revisit rappers that just be changing their story over the years. That just. Like, all
right. Not that he used to get headaches from headaches words. Just from
when he said, I get headaches. So he was getting headaches. There was too many words in his head, so it was giving him headaches. Fam, that is
that one thing's the case.
Russ, man. What do you think of that?
What you said?
Hey, man, that's an elite level lie. So, man, shout out to Wayne.
You got to die on the lie. I got to respect it. Die on the lie, man.
Oh, my God. No, but he, nobody, Lil Wayne. Yeah, I get headaches from words popping in my head, so that's why I started not writing raps. That's why I started just freestyling everything. I just got to get it out. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, man.
You guys ready to get into some nostalgia?
Is your nostalgia gonna be for, his nostalgia can't be Four Brothers, so we ain't on the Four Brothers take.
I thought he was gonna do it. We was gonna have a discussion. All right, but
Four Brothers first. Finally watched it after like 30-20 podcast episodes.
After 88 podcasts,
had some time yesterday. Good movie. It was very, very, very 2005. I was like,
because I forgot to tell you, I forgot to tell you before you watch, you got to put your mind in 2005. You got to put your mind in.
I was like, man.
Don't watch it with 2022.
Yeah, man. Action was solid. Story was good. You know, it was a good story. I thought it was good. Shout out to Victor Sweet.
Characters. It's about, this is a character.
Hey, man.
Movie.
All I got to say, them henchmen, I'm glad they stood up at the end because, man, he had dude and his girl eating off the floor. Yo. Yeah. Yo, this is wild. And then Mark Wahlberg, I'm like, man.
Shout out to Mark Wahlberg. Shout out to
Mark. Man was on 10 from the beginning of the whole thing.
Can we talk about Mark Wahlberg? Like,
when he called him a house nigga, I was like, whoa. I thought I like had heard it wrong. I was like, nah. He ain't say that. I was like, whoa, okay. The hard ER.
Fam, they was making all type of gay jokes. They killed off the gay character in the movie. Like, so I was like, man. You can't get it. Like, come on, one of you straight men got to die too. Like, he really just killed it. Like, this era.
I will say, I think that's that movie kind of made Mark Wahlberg like a serious actor. I think, he wasn't gay. The brother wasn't gay.
Yeah, no, the little, well, there was.
Was he?
Yeah, he was gay.
Oh, Jack?
Jack, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I think that movie actually made.
The mother, like, there's a scene where the mother kind of alludes to that when they're seeing, like, when they're all eating at the table and, like, she's having a conversation.
I never caught that. That's
not. Oh, you know, I caught that back then, but yeah.
Yeah, I never caught that. But no, I think this movie actually, like, I think Four Brothers.
Or bisexual.
Made Hollywood, like, be, like, look at Mark Wahlberg as, like, a serious actor. Like, I think this was the one that was like, oh, Mark Wahlberg. Because after that, his acting career went crazy. Like I can't remember too much like predated Four Brothers that people thought Mark Wahlberg like was a serious actor.
They thought he was okay. That's two different things because he did serious roles like before that. He came into the game doing the serious roles. Like it was a young we worked with a young DiCaprio. Him and they did some serious dramas. It was all drugs. He was playing some real. He was on his I almost said Jason Bateman. The GOAT Bruce Wayne. Russ.
The GOAT Bruce Wayne.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, yeah. Christian Bale. That's crazy. I used to champion Christian Bale like a lot as an actor, and I still do. But for some reason, Batman. But yeah, the Mark Wahlberg, he did a lot of serious roles before that. But yeah, no, that one, it was like serious, but it was still up his wheelhouse of like action, like just
I think that movie made him that. But no, Bobby Mercer was that nigga, man. You know what I mean?
Bobby Mercer was the man. Victor Sweet, what a great villain. What a great character. Because that's how we were introduced to him. Like, it wasn't 12 years later. Like, we were and we called him Victor Sweet for years, no matter. Yeah.
That nigga's still Victor Sweet.
That nigga's still Victor Sweet. Every time I imagine that being your introduction to him as an actor. It was Victor Sweet. Like, that's how you got to look at it through.
Every time he kept talking, I was like, I just kept thinking Doctor Strange. I'm just like,
that's great. In Doctor Strange, the range. All I seen was Victor Sweet. Like, oh, look at Victor Sweet. But the fact that he told it, he's like, why do you hire outside shooters, out of state shooters? So they fucking leave, nigga. I said outside shooters. You hire in-town shooters.
In town. And so what do I get for in town shooters? I get in town police, in town problems. And I was like, you don't pay a hoe to fuck you pay her to leave. Yeah.
Hey man, but even at the end when he's like, all right. Oh, that's what y'all know. All right, well, who wanna do it? Who wanna take on the chance?
Who wanna be the big chance? And then here comes Mark. This is quintessential Mark.
But why was everybody quiet though? Everybody was like, shout out to Andre 3000. Watch your motherfucking mouth.
I told you. Or that scene where he punched Tyrese in the bed. He's like, no, y'all don't know what y'all fucking with. When they showed that money,
shout out to Three Stacks, man. Yeah, shout out to Three Stacks.
But like,
he did punch the shit out of Tyrese.
Like, what? I paid all her bills. Push Bobby, punch Tyrese. Punch Tyrese for no reason. Tyrese just gets punched.
Yeah, no, that was a good movie.
But
man.
No, Mark Wahlberg. I can't keep letting this lie. Mark Wahlberg, whenever they got to make him look like the hero in the movie, look like the big bad and all stuff. And Mark Wahlberg is 5'8". And the camera angles where they use them lower angles.
Watch
the movie again, because we're going to watch this again. Look at how many times they got to use the low angles to make him look like the big man. Keep in mind that he's 5'8". Mark, and he does it a lot in a lot of his movies where he got to look like the hero in the big man.
Man, shout out. That was one of my favorite lines, too. When the shooters, he was like, oh, thank God. He's like, thank God. I buried my mother and my brother.
Yeah, like, okay, thanks, Victor Sweet. Bye.
I was like, oh shit, Bobby Mercer.
See, he should have just talked about it because he had a gun on and he just put it down. And he's like, oh, thank God. What?
You should have shut the fuck up. You see me put the gun down.
No, I remember when I first seeing the movie when I was young. When they killed that, because it's called Four Brothers, they killed the first brother off, and I'm thinking like, oh. They're gonna kill one by one. Anybody can die. I'm thinking anybody because the mother died in the beginning. But they killed the brother. Like, oh, four. But all they just gonna keep dropping. I'm like, oh no, they kept the rest of the three. They just killed
shout out to my nigga Terrence Howard. He thought it was sweet. Oh, he iced his goofy ass.
Like, oh, what the fuck you got to say to me, man? Wow.
He didn't think he was sweet.
He walked out, like hit him with the pool stick and all that stuff. Yeah, I hate punk comic, and then just push him away. He's like, wait, there's something I gotta tell you. Wait till he's outside. Wait, there's something I gotta tell you. What the fuck you got to say to me, man?
He did ice my nigga Terrence
Howard. And Terrence Howard tried to warn the brother, keep knocking on the devil's door long enough, sooner or later somebody gonna answer.
Oh man, damn man!
Terrence Howard's in the movie. That's the onset of Taraji's in that movie because you know you can't
caught that too.
You can't have Tyrese and Terrence Howard not have Taraji in at some point.
just ain't right.
Like Terrence, she's either gonna in Terrence Howard movie or Tyrese. You're gonna get Taraji connected somehow.
And they have Sofia Vergara in there too.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh yeah.
Playing up the accent out of control. Like she does.
Man, shout out.
All star cast. They got it for cheap. This is before. Oh yeah, definitely.
Like I said, they got everybody for cheap. They got everybody for the low.
Yeah, everybody for the low. That was an awesome cast.
This is before Tyrese was doing franchises. This is Three Stacks. This is before he gave up on music. Yep. Like,
he's still an outcast. Like, yeah, he's still an outcast.
Yeah, nah, man. Yeah, shout out to Four Brothers, man. If for all our listeners, we finally got rested. Watch it if
yes,
you
sir.
Haven't seen it. See
classic.
It. Watch Four it again. Brothers. Definitely a classic.
Yeah, this is three brothers telling you
to watch Four Brothers.
To watch Four Brothers.
Don't worry, there'll be three by the end.
Sorry for the spoilers, ladies and gentlemen. It came out in 05, man. Came out in 05.
That's
if
not
we can spoil
spoilers.
Batman, we can spoil the Batman.
If y'all ain't seen it by now. God damn it!
If you ever heard T.I.'s Top Back remix, remember that year, I'm talking to Russ. Oh, Russ. Remember the King album? Remember the Young Dro and all, like that Top Back? I like how he did the Top Back remix and Young Dro was in it, and Jeezy was on it as well. But Young Dro when he had, no, this ain't the movie, but I shot four brothers. Plus, I got a Chevelle. The line is different now when you see that.
I mean, shout out to Young Dro, man.
He ate that.
Oh, fire.
No. I'm.
Hey, man, shout out
to. Don't nobody talk about how he bodied Ana. I don't nobody talk about that.
Oh, yeah, no. It's just funny that, like, T.I. was like, he was just like, the nigga just won't get out the streets. Like, I used to try to push him to get out the streets. He just wouldn't get out the streets. he's like, the nigga could rap. I knew he could rap. I believed in his talent. The nigga just didn't never want to leave the streets alone. The nigga
could have went far. He has immense talent.
He just never wanted to leave the streets alone. Like,
Orton, somewhere in his, I don't know if you ever got, like, there was years ago, Orton, you recorded, like, we played Top Back, like, in the car. Yeah. You recorded me rap too. The lyrics that when that Dro verse came on, like, oh, yeah, I was like, get your gear, Dro. My trunk gonna break the damn law. I'm riding through the hood with the damn raw, like that.
Man, he was killing features, Dro. Yeah,
killing
shit. He was on a run, man.
He was good with being the man in Atlanta. That was it. He didn't want nothing more for himself. He just wanted to be the man in Atlanta. That was it.
Dro's just that be his nostalgia topic.
Man, that's my nostalgia. Yeah, my nostalgia. Young Dro, shout out to Young Dro, man. The best to never do it.
He's a 30 for 30.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He needs a 30.
He's a rap 30 for 30. Never do it. Yeah, we gonna make that list one day. Man. Rap 30 for 30s.
Yeah. Nah. Young Dro deserves E60 or 30 for 30. All of it. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to behind it. Cribs. Give him Cribs too. God damn it. Yeah, man. Shout out to Young Dro. Nah, definitely Atlanta legend. He was absolutely doing the thing. He had all the potential. Shout out to T.I.
being the A9 remix, man. Come on, man. He was eating shit up, man.
She was going crazy, senior.
Shoulder Lean changed the game when he came in. Dances was lit,
man,
off shoulder.
Man, he shouted out
one of the best ringtones I ever had.
Oh man, yeah, it was. That was a ringtone. That's ringtone legend. That song.
I was cold back in the ringtone days, man. My picks were solid.
He dominated the 06.
Did you have a Virgin Mobile or what
phone? My first phone was Virgin Mobile.
Yeah, the Virgin Mobile.
My first one was Virgin Mobile. Well, track phone.
I had a track phone that I went to Sprint. I've been Sprint ever since. But I've only had two phones. I've only had two numbers my whole life.
And then after the Virgin Mobile, that was like only a few months, and yeah. I had like, that was like 05, and I had pimping all over the world.
What was the record you did? Did he do We Fly High remix or something? But shout out to Dro. He shouted out Christian Amaguchi. If you don't know who Christian Amaguchi is, you need to, the fact that he even fit that into a bar.
Because it's ice skating all the time. Like, it's like, great. Like it's a great bar. He was barring. He was
the
punching.
Talent.
If you don't know who Christian Amaguchi is, do your ghouls. You know what I mean? Like, the fact, how do you even rhyme anything with Christian Amaguchi? Gucci.
man,
shout out to Young Dro. Yeah, that's my nostalgia. Shout out to ATL legend.
Shout out to the ringtone.
Unfortunately, T.I. was unsuccessful with doing what Young Thug did with Lil Baby. Young Thug was successful, got Lil Baby out the streets. T.I. was not able to
get Young Dro. No matter how many hits he was getting them put on.
That nigga, you know, that's a cool story too. You know, was like, I told him, like, yo, how much you make a day? And he told him how much he made a day. He's like, I give you that amount of money. You just got to be in the studio. Like,
but Young Dro, not for nothing. Young Dro gave us some more. He's like, later on, he came back. Like, car ain't got no roof.
Yeah,
fuck that bitch. he gave us a few.
Those were like prime going out days back in like
2014.
And he tried. They tried to get him out of the streets then, but he just couldn't.
He kept
calling him back, man.
He was getting pulled over for speeding in his Challenger. Like, the nigga, like, he was going through a bunch of legal shit. Like,
Dro, my trunk gonna break the damn law. Yeah. I'm riding through the hood with hate the damn raw.
Yeah, nah, Dro just didn't. He just, you know, he loves being the king of Atlanta, I guess. Yeah,
T.I. couldn't get together. The two brothers.
The two brothers.
Him, he tried to get. T.I. was trying to get off the mother niggas and PSC Cleveland. Nobody feeling
Pimp Squad.
No one give a fuck about Mac Boney and none of them. I remember something that he was just saying. T.I. kept saying them in verses. It still was not making us care about it.
I just remember the name. I don't remember nobody.
He was putting them on features, like for the what was the Terrence Howard movie with Trust Fans? Like, they got mad. Hustle and Flow. He was on that.
They performed.
He was just putting them on features.
They performed on Wild Now. I think like the third episode ever. Wild Now.
Oh yeah. If you got you. I tell you what, he was pushing them.
T.I. was trying hard,
and we didn't give a fuck. Where's Dro? Like, that's all we cared about in the King era.
That's all we needed, man.
Yeah, that's my
nostalgia. I wonder if Russ remembers this. I'm pretty sure Orton remembers, because I would bring this up to him, because I wanted to make sure, because I knew niggas was gonna try and make it not exist, not happen, and make me forget about it. But like, no, it happened. Yeah. Remember that fake ass bidding war? over Drake, even though we knew he was with Young Money. Oh, they tried to make it this big thing, this big rollout. Like, nigga, it's early. It's 2010, and we know he's with, like, where he could, might go with Rock Nation, Interscope, might wants to do, like, nigga.
You know what's funny about that, too? Like, that's up there with the everybody asking Dame Dash, like, how'd you meet Jay-Z question. Every interview that any exec has, they ask him, like, could you have signed Drake? And they all be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could have signed. Everybody got a story.
Everybody
like
has
T.I.,
a...
Like T.I., Jim Jones.
Jim Jones got a story.
Everybody could have signed Drake. Oh, yeah, nah, man. But
I know a nigga, low rap, he was like, yeah, you know, I could have got a feature from Drake, you know, this was like before, so I died, and he was only like $300. I could have got a Drake feature for $300. Like, this comeback season, did.
You should have went to Nipsey Hussle rap.
You should have got that VJ. Like, but it was only like comeback season. Still should have took it. Like, you don't know where he's gonna be.
Everybody was all like, no, but I think Fat Joe or one of the people that they asked.
I hit him up on MySpace because he was using.
Yeah, I think it was definitely Jim. I think
one of the people that they asked, because they ask everybody this question, was like, no, but my they called to be like, mind you, this wasn't Drake. This is like this is before he was who he is. Like, obviously, I would have signed him when he was Drake, but I think that's when everybody, I swear, anybody that had a label or has had a label for the last, well, before Drake was Drake, they all had this. Okay, so could you have signed Drake? Man, oh man, they did. They brought me his demo, man.
I just wasn't feeling it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, but that bidding one, I still remember the interview with, like, Drake. Yeah. They're interviewing Drake, like, outside, like, they and like whatever, and like, so, and, like, Katie Couric type of reporter, like, hey, so there's a bidding war going on, and people are wondering where you're gonna sign and all this stuff. Man. Yeah, I'm just looking at the best options, you know, that type of thing. Like, so many people want to sign you. Where is he gonna go? It was a decision, you know, because LeBron. All right, I was the only one that wasn't buying it. Like, no, this nigga. Am I crazy? But this nigga's already with Young. Clearly, he's with Young Money. Clearly, he's going with Young Money. And there was never no, hell no. So, Wayne gave him like 8 features on So Far. But yeah, now we already knew where he was going. I just thought that was a wild rollout. Yeah. Thank Me Later was coming out in another 2 months, so I wasn't buying this whole. He was already working on that. He was already signed.
Yeah, he was already good to go. So my nostalgia comes from watching the Kanye doc, which was fire. Mm-hmm. The scene when he was recording with Jamie Foxx reminded me, I was a huge Jamie Foxx fan in high school. Like, Intuition album, I still love that album.
Oh, man.
Like, that album, like, it's just, I think I read down on Apple Music. I had to go through that nostalgia again, man. Yeah. It was just, shout out my guy Jamie.
You mean Unpredictable?
Was it?
The album's called Unpredictable.
Was it?
Hold on. And then the single was also called Unpredictable. Yeah, I was in the single. The single was called Unpredictable, and then they called the whole.
Intuition. Yeah,
it was Intuition in 2009.
Yeah.
2009. No, I'm talking about.
Yeah. I was talking about. I was late. I was late. I'm sorry. I was late on Jamie Foxx music. My bad.
Wait. I loved Intuition too, because that blame it on the alcohol. And everything. I actually loved that whole album. He was ahead of the time, and also he was on the. I remember he apologized. He cracked a joke at an award show. This is when Jay-Z had Devil Auto Tune. He was like, he had to perform. He's like, sorry, Jay-Z, for all the auto tune. Blame it. It was inauguration weekend. I remember Blame It was so big, and Jamie Foxx out there in DC just living, doing his Barack Obama impression and every chance he got, and Blame It everywhere he went. Yeah, number one song in the country.
Yeah, man, that was my guy, man. So yeah, shout out Jamie, man.
Shout out to the Unpredictable album too. That was also great, man.
Unpredictable.
And DJ, won't you play this girl the love song? But yeah, so that's episode 88.
88. Michael Irvin.
Jordan 3s.
CTE. Have you seen the Michael Irvin interview when he's like, you put some questions I don't want to answer, I just go CTE. I can't remember it.
Damn, that should have been my nostalgia topic. 88 Gridiron Gang. 88 for life. Shout out.
Classic
Ghost,
film. Ghost. Classic.
I'm an 88 for life.
That was Ghost origin story. That's where Ghost started.
He did an interview saying, like, well, you notice, like, that character was a precursor to
dude. Amari Hardwick is one of the weirdest motherfuckers on the planet, man.
The character, no, because he said he did Next Day Air, where he also played like a drug dealer type of thing. Like, so yeah, so Gridiron Gang, that was a precursor to Next Day Air, my character Next Day Air, and then he was a smaller precursor to what Ghost became. Oh, so I was definitely I evolved to Ghost. So, but hey, yeah, this is a weird nigga. I watched the original. This where his brain goes in interviews.
He's, just, he's a poet though. He talks all over the day. He's a poet.
He talks in poetry, like
man. But yeah, nah, episode 88, man.
88 for life.
Tuning in, man.
Let us know, really A or B. Y'all. A or B, which one you pick from the three brothers. Sorry.
From the three brothers.
We appreciate everybody tuning in. And as always, I'm at Brandon Ridley.
At O underscore Ridley.
At T Russell 3Ls.
3Ls. And we'll see y'all next week for episode 89. As always, plates.
Plates.